one, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week, we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and higher nature. And we talk about how to improve your life and your finances, your relationships, your personal health and happiness and spirituality. And we've been having some really cool guests on the show. We had Marianne Williamson recently, the presidential candidate, and other esteemed folks. And today we have a very special guest. I'm pleased to present Mr. Skrilla King, a 26-year-old young man who's a hip-hop artist, a writer, producer. You won a lot of singing competitions when you were a kid. You started, I think, young in music. You play a lot of instruments.
Yes, sir.
You have several million hits on YouTube in terms of some of your music. Is pretty cool. I'll read the hits are On Me Now, Tell Me What You See, and Whoa, Whoa. And you have over almost 3 million people on Facebook. Welcome to the show, Skrilla.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. That was a really nice intro. You
know? Of course. We want to make sure you feel comfortable on the show. And we're all here about we're here about positivity, you know, like psychology and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, one thing that's interesting is one of your quotes, I think you said that music is a way to see a person's personality and the way they are.
Exactly.
And we got this guy on the show that was a homeless rapper, Old Man Saxon. I don't know if you heard about him. He's about about 30 years old, but he actually lived in his car and he showered and all this and even met girls and all that when he was homeless. So he had a really interesting story, fascinating story. And some, rap is, let's say, more gangster-oriented. Some is more message, you know, like community stuff. And others is more fun. So tell us a little bit about your personality and your music. Tell us, how does that work?
I grew up, you know, in music. I've always looked at music as a form of expression, a way to basically just connect with different people and really bring people together and, you know, just have everybody understanding that, yes, it's all about music and vibrations and things like that, but it's also about, you know, the, you know, energy that it produces within its own content. So I would say, like, that's the, you know, main thing I focus on when creating or listening to music.
Okay. In terms of your content, I mean, is it all about having fun with ladies and partying? Is it a little message? what's your stuff about?
My main message is always just, you know, being real and, you know, all real life, you know, experiences and, you know, the aspects of whatever I go through personally or, you know, what other people go through. There's times where I'll listen to some of my friends' stories and I'll be inspired to write a song about that. You know what I mean? Or I'll, you know, think about some things I've gone through in my life and I'll write about that. But, you know, just that's basically the basis of where I come from when I write.
I see. You also said you want to put a smile on people's faces, and even that's more important than anything else.
Always.
And you want to unite the world, so that's kind of cool. What's your message in that, trying to put a smile on people's faces?
It's very hard some days getting through. You know, people always have their ups and downs. And, you know, I feel like music is one of the number one ways that people do feel good or people do find, you know, happiness within themselves. So if I'm able to just be that 1% out of 100% to be able to change somebody's smile in a day, that means the world to me. You know, especially, you know, when this is what I do and this is my craft that I love.
Exactly. Now, the other side of it, that's kind of cool. you got to laugh. I like it a bunch. You know, we actually did a show where we spent like 30 minutes laughing. That's all we did. And, you know, we had a good time. It's about the positive elevation.
Right.
On the other side of things, Skrilla, there is also, I know in rap, what we call the beef, where you guys get into like dissing each other on tracks and all that and maybe a little feud. And I think you had something with the son of Tom Hanks a few years ago where he used the N-word or something and, you didn't like that. And then you said some stuff. So is this stuff based on publicity to sell records or do you guys generally not like each other at times?
You know, there's things that happen, man. You know, there's things that happen in this game and there's a lot of things that as you grow older, you just, you know, you kind of move away. At that time of my life, I just, you know, I had lost a friend, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't come to, you know, see eye to eye, but I feel like where I am now in my life, I'm definitely happy for anyone and everyone that I've encountered in this game, and I'm just blessed to still be here, you feel me?
Well, that's good to hear. Well, I mean, you know, like, I know you guys, some of the rappers like martial arts. I was in karate, and we have a karate creed in Kempo called, I come to you with only karate, empty hands, I have no weapons, but should I be forced to defend myself, my principles, or my honor? Should it be a matter of life or death, or right or wrong, here are my weapons, karate, empty hands. So there are times you need to defend yourself, right? So I don't know if that happens to you too. Do you ever get a situation, not physically, but I mean verbally and psychologically, do you need to defend yourself at times from people that attack you?
I mean, always. I mean, I trained a little bit of jujitsu in my day, you know what I mean? Okay. So I feel you.
So you use the energy against the person.
Yeah, but you know, for me, man, I'm more so at a stage in life where like I walk with energy and I feel like as long as you don't put yourself in the vulnerable situations, then those kinds of energies and attacks don't ever happen to you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I try to, you know, just put out as much positive energy as I can into the world so that that's what I receive back. And I feel like it's been working. You know, I feel like it's definitely been working.
Well, we're talking about that a lot. Extend loving energy without expectation. Like, be good to people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to come back to you. Now, this kid, Chet Hanks, or what's his name again in the rap world?
I know you're talking about.
Hanks or something like that, or Hayes. Now, do you ever, like, forgive him, or do you guys have any dealings, or is it pretty much finished?
You know, like I said, my man, like, I'm at a different place in my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, I have no problems with anyone, you know what I mean? Where I'm going, I wish the best for everybody, and I hope that others wish the best on me, you feel me?
That makes sense, yeah. Well, I mean, remember, forgiveness is not just for the person, it's for you, too. Like, holding stuff inside often makes us feel bad. So ability to, you know, move on and at a higher level is actually positive for you. By the way, is it something on your shirt? What does it say on your shirt there? Like, little...
It says, savage, baby.
Okay. Live fresh. Are you a fresh guy, or are you just, like, live or something?
Yeah, no. I mean, I love fashion. I do. I don't have the best fashion lately. I need to go shopping today. I love clothes. I love clothes. I love dressing up. So
yeah, you look sharp, you know. One thing interesting, Skrilla, is the path that we go on in life. You know, like, as a young man, you know, you're a millennial. I guess you're 26 or so. We have seen different paths. You know, like, for example, psychology, philosophy. We talk about the path of pleasure. Pleasure can be, you know, food, sex, substance, entertainment. Also, like, seeing nature and stuff like that. And it's a path that is, you know, good and bad in some ways, but it's limited because you can only eat enough chocolate cake, right? And then you get full.
Exactly.
Then you go on to what's called the path of duty, which is basically family responsibility, you know, taking care of business. The path of meaning is basically having a higher purpose for your life, you know, like a legacy.
Right.
And the last path is called agape, or love, you know, like unconditional love, bhakti, or also karuna and other languages. So basically giving love to your love partner, also to the world. So I'm curious, which path are you on right now as a young man? Are you still in the pleasure path, or are you a little bit of different things?
I would say I'm in the path of love right now. You know, I've been very blessed in my life. And, you know,
final soulmate or a special lady or anything yet, or no?
You know, not right now. I'm just, you know, I'm really focused right now. And I'm focused on, you know, two things, how I could put myself and my family in a position to not, you know, be able to sustain themselves, you know? So right now, in my life, I would say I'm on the path of love right now, you know?
Okay, that's kind of cool. Now, speaking of love, the other thing about love is money. And I know that your name, I think you said, is Skrilla, means script or something like that, or school, right? It means money, right?
So, right.
How do you see money? You talk about survival, and you know, we talk about stacking money and hip hop and all that, rallies, and you know, all the material things. So, where do you see yourself in that? How do you see money in life? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it something we can work with?
I mean, for me, I feel like, you know, money is definitely an essential part of life because you need money to survive. I wouldn't say that I idolize money, or that I pinpoint that that's all that matters to me. But at the end of the day, I do focus on how I can put myself in the best financial positions, you know, and it's not just with music. It's just as a businessman, as, you know, teaching other people how to have better entrepreneurial skills and just focusing on, you know, what, you know, places I want to be so that tomorrow I cannot try to save, but I can make more than what I'm spending. Therefore, my income is going to be, you know, growing. And I mean, just little things like that is what I really focus on and pride myself on. So I would say, you know, just really, that's kind of the basis of what I would be thinking when I use Skrilla, but not so much the term of, ooh, money, 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 you know?
Right. Well, I know some records, I mean, rappers do talk about, you know, accumulation of that, I guess, as a, you know, sense of accomplishment. But in Love University, we think of money as a sense of loving energy. For example, you do something you love, and you get this thing called money.
And you
buy goods and services for other people, and you appreciate that they give it to you. So it's kind of like a circle of energy that can be very positive. So I'm kind of curious. Let's say that someone, actually, my son actually likes rap music a lot. He's about your age. He's into the whole style. How do you become big as a rapper? I mean, is there a way to make you know, a good living in it? Some of these guys that want to start out, what's the your advice to them?
I would just say, you know, keep going, man. I would have never imagined that I would have the fan base I have. And I still, you know, I personally, at this stage in my career, I'm not where I want to be yet, you know. But I would just say, like, you know.
Where do you want to be? I mean, are you the Jay-Z, the Kanye kind of guy? Or more low key?
I mean, I just want to own everything, and I think I took a longer route by, you know, not signing a major, taking my time and really focusing on the music and actually what my content of my message is.
Right.
I would say that is a big difference for me, because consistency, persistency, and dedication is very key in this business, as well in any, you know, component of life. So I would say that as long as somebody who's, you know, trying to do music or trying to do acting or trying to, you know, be an entrepreneur on whatever level, if they stay.
That's a good answer. So basically, you do want to help people, right? Young guys coming up. You know, you're a young guy, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of a good energy, you know, to help each other. Although, I mean, people can be envious at times, right? Envy, I think, is a problem.
Right.
So how do you deal with the so-called haters or the envious folks that say, you know, this guy's not that good or something? Do you ever hear that stuff?
What do you do with haters?
People that are envious that say you're not that good, or they try to put you down because they're envious of you. Does that ever happen in the room? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
I mean, for me, man, I really try hard to not focus on what other people say or do.
Right.
And I kind of have tunnel vision toward what I'm doing. And I found that always helps me best. You know what I'm saying? As far as just, you know, not really feeding into or even looking into the other success of people or the negativity that others bring you.
Okay. Now, Skrilla, I saw your Facebook. You have a lot of interesting stuff on there. Some of it we can't really talk about on a family show. That's kind of funny, but, you know, it's a different style. But one thing that I saw that was interesting is you saw a guy lying on the lap of a woman and she's feeding him a bottle. And then she says something like, this is what you do when your homies aren't around or your buddies aren't around. And I thought of the inner baby man. Is there an inner baby man that men want to be taken care of by ladies? Or what is that all about?
I have people post content on my page, so I just repost a lot of stuff. I think, if I'm thinking correctly, I think it's like a PD light or something.
The guy So is that like making fun of guys, or is it saying that guys need a woman's emotional care, but they're not able to admit it?
I think it's just basically hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? Women need men need women, and, you know, the controversy of the post is that a lot of men don't show that kind of side of them unless they're with their female, so I would say that was just, you know, it was just a little funny post.
Right, but actually it has some psychological meaning. I'm going to educate you on the psychology of it. So, let me ask you something, Skrilla. Who falls in love more frequently, males or females?
I would say males.
Okay, why do you think so?
Because I feel like females are a little more grounded, and females, you know, not that they're more grounded than men, but in their mind state, they kind of know when they're in love. I say men kind of just fall in love for the wrong woman, but at the same time may not keep her. So I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's
actually,
what I would assume.
Actually, you're wrong. Okay, but I'll tell you why. Okay. Research shows that males actually, when they fall in love with a woman, they kind of linger with her because she's the only woman almost he can talk to emotionally except for his mom. But when a lady falls in love, you know, she falls out of love pretty quick too, and she has her girlfriends to talk to emotionally. So actually a woman, once she breaks up, she can actually emotionally move on, you know, to someone else. But a guy, you ever see guys that call the woman up late at night after a few drinks, and, oh, come back, you know, stuff like that, and they linger emotionally. That actually happens a lot. Even though, I mean, you can have sex with different women. I mean, that's different, right? Just having different sex partners. But when you fall in love as a male, oftentimes it's very deep, you see, and it's hard for them to get over it.
Right.
Does that make any sense to you?
Okay.
You haven't fallen in love yet? Yep, you haven't had that yet?
You said what?
Have you fallen in love yet? Like, really? Not in lust, but I mean in love. Like, really into it or no?
No, I'm in love with God and music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So you never had, like, one woman you loved like crazy yet?
I'm married to this game.
Okay, give me the answer. Okay.
I'm married to this game.
You're a bachelor, huh? I'm going to get you on my show for the Bachelor series. We actually do that. We help you find the right person.
Oh, yeah?
If you're ready for it.
Oh, yeah, that right.
Yeah, but if you're ready for it, you know, you got to tell me, right? I'm ready to roll. I want to meet the right woman someday, right? Do you want to have someday a woman and the kids and stuff or no?
Yeah, I'm married to this game. I got, you know, I'm married to music.
Okay, but what if you meet a woman who loves music too, and she loves you someday, and she's your partner?
Would that be? I have. Her name's Hip Hop.
Ah, okay, all right. So you got to put a dress on her and a wig or something to make her dance.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, Skrilla, is you know, you said that music can change your emotions and can uplift you. I think you said one of your favorite rappers is Tupac, and you remember that beautiful song he did called Mama, where he's saying, even though there's a lot of stress in life, I blamed you, but now I really appreciate you. even though my shadow's gone, I still know that you're there. Isn't that a beautiful right. kind of thing? What do you think of that kind of song?
It is.
You know, the mama song, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm. No, I love Tupac, man. That's definitely somebody that motivated me to be, the man I am today. Because I started writing poetry, so I'm into haikus and all of that. And, Tupac was definitely somebody that gave back to the world yes. through his words, through his expression. That's, that's kind of the same kind of feeling and emotion I want to provoke out of my fans and, yes. and my people. So
that makes sense. Yeah. So that would be great. Are you the new Tupac or no?
I'm the new Skrilla King. You feel me?
Okay. It's hard to be compared to somebody, right? You want to be the original. Now, what have you ever come in life? By the way, Skrilla, you're standing up for about a long time. Are you pretty?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, you're okay. You must be a lot of push-ups every day or something. Get yourself a chamber. You bumped up?
No, I said I'm actually going to hit the gym later after got a meeting in a little bit. But
okay, good.
No, you good?
What have you overcome in life? I mean, is there any like hard things that you've overcome? Loss or some other problems that have made you who you are today?
I mean, in 2013, my brother was shot and killed in L.A.
Sorry.
In 2016, my dad, fought cancer and beat it. 2017, lost my grandfather. I had a real tough year, the last 2 years. But needless to say, it's made me who I am. And I feel like that's kind of was giving me my drive and giving me my dedication to really just keep doing this. Because it's not easy, living and doing something over and over repetitively and sometimes not even getting the respect or the accolations that you would feel you deserve. It's a very emotional thing. So,
right.
Those are some of the trials and tribulations.
What lessons have you learned? I mean, was there any lesson you learned from those deaths and other things in life, that has happened to you?
Every second, every minute, every day is not promised, and every day you must do something to progress to your ultimate goal and to be your ultimate self. And at the end of the day, I like to express myself a lot. And some people think it's overly too much, but I would rather say everything on my mind and get everything that I want to say out and be able to say, if anybody listening to this interview is hearing me and it's my last interview, they're going to be able to look back and say, okay, this man told you everything that was on his mind that moment, and at least gave them something that they could take away from and walk with in their life and hopefully help them, get to be at their ultimate level.
I got a couple of rap ideas for you, songs. One is called Don't Hold Back. Thinking of that, you can die today, right?
And I
wrote a book on this, actually, The Miserable You. You're a member of the 7% Club because about 100 billion people have died in history, and right now there's 7 billion people alive. So that means you're 7% of all dead people ever done. So this is your time to shine.
Right. Right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Right.
So you're right now a 7%. You're the best club there is, right? You're not the other clubs, but you're the 7% Club. You're alive. The club is living. Yeah. The other thing I was going to tell you, how we always talk about money and just enjoying it, but what if you did like a loving energy rap where you say, I take money and I turn it around to positivity, right? Make it come back to you in a loving way. That would be kind of fun.
Right.
So it's a whole different
technique. Right. Exactly. No, I feel you. No, I get that. Yeah. I write for artists. I make all kinds of songs, man.
But you have to give me 1% of the love, right?
If you make that 1%.
Only 1%. I'm not greedy. How about if you could tweet one word, one phrase to the world, Skrilla? I know you're very good on social media. What would be that phrase? Give me a little phrase to tweet to people.
Consistency.
Okay. Tell me more. What about it? Give me a little phrase with it.
Consistency. If you can master just that word alone, I think you can survive anywhere. You can utilize consistency in anything, and you can understand who you are, what you are, and what you need to do, and continue doing.
Okay, so be consistent every day with what you want to do, with what you love, shall we say?
Exactly. And I mean, even the things that you don't like. If you stay consistent at the things you don't like, eventually you're gonna be good at it, and you're gonna be professional. So,
okay. Except if you want to be like Michael Jordan and you're 4 feet tall, then it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, you stay consistent, you're gonna be you might not be like Michael, but you're gonna be the best 4 foot tall basketball player.
Yeah, like Muggsy or one of those other guys, or.
And,
yeah, that makes sense. Now, the other thing, Skrilla, is how about superheroes? I always ask people, what's your favorite superhero that you would like to be? Let's say that has powers. It could be someone in history. It doesn't have to be like a comic book, but who do you really admire that you want to be like a superhero?
I don't have a superhero, my man.
Okay. How about a role model in life, like history, like any historical figures, or even someone you know personally that you really admire, that you say, this is a cool person?
That's a tough one. I have to think about
it. You told me Tupac. You know? Is Tupac someone you kind of look up to as someone?
Yeah, in music, definitely Tupac. You know, maybe Martin King, Dr. King.
Yes.
Not too many people. You know, I read a lot, but I'd have to really think about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really idolize.
Okay.
I don't idolize people like that. I idolize God, and I idolize, I never really woke up saying who I want to, I can't answer that one. Yeah.
Well, some
I'm sorry.
People say their mother, their dad, or some people say, I don't know, a grandparent.
Family, definitely. My mom,
somebody
my
that
dad.
Really you admire, right? You know, that.
Yeah.
That,
my okay, then my dad. Shout out to my
there
dad.
You go. Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go.
There you go. You feel me?
What's your dad's name, by the way?
Reynolds.
Reynolds, okay. So, hello, Reynolds.
Yeah.
You have a nice son here. I was talking about you.
Hey.
So what are you excited about now, Skrilla? I know you do a lot of videos. You got a lot of hits. You know, you're doing very well. And you're on some
Thank
shows.
You.
So what do you want?
What
is the future looking like? Are you going to cut an album? Or are you going to be on something else? You know, do some content?
Right now I'm working on two movies. I recently just started my production company with a couple partners of mine, so I'm in two movies and I'm working on that. I already finished my debut album. I'm putting out a single called On the Side. The video is going to drop within like the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
I got a lot of stuff moving right now, and I'm just excited for where it's going and where it's headed, you know?
That sounds great. Now, one thing I gotta ask you, you know, we often do a little bit of improvisation here. So how about if we do a little freestyle? Okay, like something that comes to mind. I'm gonna say something like this. I'm here at Love University. I got something to say. I'm gonna put love inside your heart. It's here to stay. Your turn.
All right. I've been doing this for a minute. I guess that's all I can say. Shout out Love University and having me on here today.
All right, man. I like that. I like it, buddy. So,
hi, my man.
Well, listen, where can people get a hold of you? And, we'd love to have you back some other time, perhaps, and hear some more about you.
Definitely. You can follow me at Skrilla X King, SCRILLAXKING. Skrilla King official on Facebook, Skrilla X King on Twitter, Skrilla X King on Instagram. It's your boy Skrilla King. Yeah.
All right, sounds good, buddy. All right, it's been a pleasure. I'll give you a high five on the way out.
All right, my man.
Take care,
Appreciate
man.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, we'll see you next time, man. Have a good one. So, Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @LoveUPodcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, and this is Dr. Alex Avila.